I'm okay.
Finishing up with Soccer Mommy, she has a new EP out. It's versions from her album Evergreen. She refers to these versions as stripped. They are largely acoustic with some effects, and they're just gorgeous. We heard She Is, the stripped version from Soccer Mommy. Adam Melcher covering My Chemical Romance, I'm Not Okay, from Melcher Lullaby Hotline, Volume 1, The Everly Brothers, song that I believe was written by Mecca, On the Wings of a Nightingale, recorded in 1984 by the Everly Brothers. Hotline TNT did Break Right, Zephyr. The guitarist was Tommy Bolin, first band he recorded with. The singer was Candy Gibbons. Just, oh God, she's wretched, really awful. But it's a great arrangement, it's a great band. It's a great song, Raindrops, it's a cover version. And maybe she got better because they put out like four or five albums, but I never listened to any of them because, well, after hearing Raindrops, I thought, think I've had enough of this. The Fall did Cab It Up from BBC Radio Sessions. Thanks to Gus Bodenheim. And thanks to Max for being here for the Young Codgers for several months. All too short. Max is headed off to summer camp where she's a counselor in the Berkshires. Hopefully she'll be back in August for a week or two and can join us again on the air here at WFMU. Anyway, stay tuned for Between the Lines with Jackie, filling in for 7 second delay. And don't forget Gaylord Fields, filling in for Olivia from 9 to midnight Eastern here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines. My name is Jackie. And if you've never tuned in before, this is a show for the detail-obsessed, the aesthetically inclined. Yes, it is a show about design, graphic design specifically, and fonts. And if none of that sounds interesting, don't worry. 7-second delay. We'll be back next week. Today, it is just me. There's no guest host today. It's our third show. I did have grand plans for a typographer, actually a type designer, font designer for people uninitiated. They were going to join today, but typographers are a fickle bunch. So it's also a holiday week. So just me today, and that's fine. It's me and the callers and my buddy Matt, the fabulous engineer and the voice of the people.
The voice of the people.
Yeah, and the voice of the people that don't know fonts.
Yes.
That's the voice.
Who know what fonts are.
Yes.
That's where our knowledge ends.
That's perfect. It's totally fine. Are you excited?
I am. The last time I watched you and Greg talk about fonts, and it really influenced. I had to, like, make a poster for something.
Mm-hmm.
And normally I just, like, pick the one that looked the coolest, but I really tried to pick the one that looked the most sophisticated.
You became the graphic designer.
Yeah.
Well,
I can't remember. It was like something.
Did you use Hobo?
No, I didn't use Hobo, and I didn't use the new that
Hobo.
No, it was one of the ones that was like something to do with rocks or something.
Now I don't.
Graphite
Rockwell?
Something.
Rockwell?
Maybe, I don't, it was something you and Greg were very excited about.
I do like Rockwell. You like wrote it down. You were very excited.
Yeah, well, I was just kind of scrolling. I was like, that one looks familiar. So I use that one.
I need to see this. You need to send it to me
I'm
after
about
the show.
To post it.
Yeah, or post it. Yeah. So for callers today, I did not tell Matt the topic. He was also busy walking his dog, so not too interested, but I didn't tell Matt the topic, but I'm going to talk about the topic today. And the topic of today's show, you know, it's July 2nd. I was trying to think of things that were happening, and obviously July 4th is happening. And something I wanted to talk about is hand-drawn fonts. And you're probably like, how did you get there from July 4th? That doesn't make sense. But if you've ever walked into a fireworks store, I don't know, Matt, have you ever been into a fireworks store?
Kind of, yes.
They're not that prevalent in New York, but if you've been to like New Hampshire or like the Midwest or Indiana.
I've seen them a lot. I have seen them, but they're not in New Jersey. So
no, they're not in New Jersey. Yeah, they're illegal. So.
Yeah. Well, sort of. No, they made them like less illegal now.
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
Yeah.
But if you walk into any of those stores, just the graphic design on all of those fireworks are so wild. Like, Matt, you actually would love.
I mean, I love fireworks,
yeah.
So.
Everything is like hero number one with like this. But what I love about it is a lot of it is this like custom hand-drawn fonts that are totally insane and wild. So that kind of got me thinking that the topic for today is not about fonts that you can, you know, Adobe fonts or Google fonts that you can really buy. It's about custom hand-drawn fonts that you make yourself or that someone else makes that you could make, Matt, if
make
you were so inclined. And there's a lot of, you know, albums and records that have handmade fonts and hand-drawn fonts. You're nodding a lot. You're getting it.
I'm into it.
So really, I just wanted people to call in and talk about handmade fonts that they love. And also, have you ever drawn a font yourself? Have you ever drawn? I mean, if you've drawn your name, you're kind of almost there. If you've like been, you know, drawing things in middle school, you and the person you love, what, you know, maybe that's a little hand-drawn logo brand that you make.
I have definitely made fonts myself.
Oh, yeah. Did you make the little S thing where you do the three lines and then connect and do that little diamond S?
Oh, that? Yeah. What is that thing?
I don't know. But it's the same, like, the same age group that we were in. That was very big.
Everywhere.
It was everywhere.
And what was it? Where did that come from?
People, I don't know.
And why did we not replace S with that? I wish all S's.
All S's like that. Were the three little line connecting S. Yeah, yeah. It's like a millennial thing.
Where did that come from?
Very weird. Very weird. It spread like wildfire through the cafeterias, though. But anyway, I really love hand-drawn fonts. And the thing that I love about them is that they really have a history. I mean, that's where fonts started. Like, we didn't have computers or, you know, little pieces of letters that were cut from metal and, like, stamping them. And, like, the first thing you had was, you know, a reed and some ink, and you're, like, doing little lines, things like that, a feather.
I use a feather still.
Oh, that's nice. I want to see that.
Why my handwriting is so terrible.
So I'm going to give out the phone number. 201-209-9368. Call in. Tell me about, you know, time that you drew something, a hand-lettered font. Tell me what materials you used. I think a lot of times we think about pens and pencils and those type of basic materials, but I did a whole entire alphabet out of, like, the human body once, and yeah, that's the face. I remember, this is, like, such a graphic design school assignment, if you've never done it, but it's, like,
I have not.
Makeup.
I can already tell you.
You haven't? What? Well, one of the, like, key assignments is, like, make your own alphabet out of something that's not an, you know, and a lot of people do hair. Like, it's always like, let me rip my hair out.
And then people make
hair and body parts are, like, always the first thing that people do. And they're like, I'm so innovative.
I got so much of it.
We all did it. Yeah. I was part of that. All right. You know, we've got a full board. Let's just get going and take a call. Hello. You're on the air.
Hi, this isn't exactly answering your call, but give me a bit and maybe we'll be okay.
Sure.
I don't code anymore, and I never coded much AI, but it's not really artificial intelligence, but we'll call it AI for the moment. But I was thinking that with what we've got right now, it should be possible to just be able to work really carefully on a couple of different letters. I don't know the selection because I'm not a typographer. And do an extrapolation from those to all the other symbols.
Oh, you mean like use technology? Like you write a couple of letters and then the technology forms all the other ones?
Yes. No, a set of letters that would have all the, you know,
like all the shapes,
descenders, all the
need.
Ascenders, all the other, the
that's
serif,
kinda
all
cool.
The things all the other terms I'm going to misuse.
So wait, that's what you're working on now? Or
no, I was just wondering if anyone's done this yet.
I have no idea. That is a really good question. And I feel like someone has done it, but let's put it out into the universe and maybe someone should call in and announce that they've created this.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your call. All right. Let's take the next call. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello. Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Can I talk about a handmade font that, my friend did?
Yes, please do. Is it you, okay, actually, or it was definitely your friend?
It was definitely my friend.
Okay.
It was a college friend, you know.
That's when we're all making fonts in college. So hip.
Yeah, they did an alphabet out of private parts.
See, it's always body. I told you, it's always
right.
Body parts. Always.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that was funny. That was a good one.
That's a good art, definitely. All right, thank you for your call.
It's like you called it right away. It's
already, immediately.
How many calls are going to be out of, like...
Okay, I'm going to say that's the first and last, and anyone else we're hanging up on. Because if we get
right,
it, we've been there.
If I hear body parts,
you're
going to
be the Comic Sans of this episode. Yeah. We're hanging up on you. Next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I've made a lot of fonts, and... I've done them from my handwriting. I've done them from different friends' handwriting. I've done them from letterpress.
Ooh, I love letterpress.
I've done them from big letterpress wood type.
Yeah, I love wood type.
I've done from Rubylith. I've scanned in Rubylith alphabets that I find in dumpsters.
Oh, interesting.
You know, like I used to go out to, I used to have sources in Kansas City for Rubylith silkscreen manufacturing stuff, and they would throw out all the Rubylith from screen making, and I'd cut up the Rubylith and gather alphabets of all miscellaneous, well, sort of.
So wait, so for people who don't know, Rubylith is like that red, like, screen, and you cut out of it to make lettering, and then it's part of screen printing, right? Like you put it on a screen and then put the paint and it it cuts through the pieces that you've cut out.
It's
right?
used for photo exposing the screen.
Ah, okay.
So like I would find piles of Ruby lists from various jobs that they would do, and you know, like whatever, like athletic shirts with different letters, high school.
So you would like collage all the letters together from Ruby lists from like an old sports store garbage can.
Yeah,
basically. That's
exactly.
cool. That's really cool.
I pulled together a really nice alphabet from these kinds of. They're vaguely similar, but not exactly the same. So you know, vaguely have the same kind of look, and then I use that a lot. I've used that for a long time.
That's really, really unique. I like that a lot. Everyone should just email me pictures of not the private parts one, but you should email me the Ruby lists. That's very interesting.
Then I found some. Here's the fun thing. I found a beautiful foundry book from the 1850s in the city. And it's called Robert Bruce Foundry. And I took stuff from that that is just incredible stuff you've never, ever seen before.
Oh, really?
I digitized that for myself. I've never sold it or anything. I just use it myself.
I love that. Yeah, I feel like most graphic designers or the most that I know have all these like old type specimen books, and you can just like scan them in and kind of create your own font collage, your own alphabet, your own logos, and use that for whatever. So that's very cool. Thank you for your call.
I found stuff in there that I had never seen before that I will never see again, I'm sure.
No,
you know,
incredibly
very
unique.
Unique stuff, really weird display faces and things that were just extraordinary. And
that's
so
amazing. Thank you.
I accidentally pressed that button.
That's okay.
I had my finger on the button, and then it just, I like.
Matt was done.
No, it was an accident.
But now, do you understand, do you like the Ruby? The Ruby lit thing is really cool.
I spent that whole call trying to
you
figure
were
out how
so
to
So it's
spell
R-U-B-Y-L-I.
I wasn't even close.
Yeah, what were you using?
Two O's. Two.
Like Scooby-Doo,
Ruby. I think I spelled it Rubulous. Everyone's ideas, when you said this first, I was like, I've made block letters before. But then I realized, and I wish I could remember what I wrote out. This is a very stupid story, and we don't have any calls.
Please tell
I don't
it.
Mind. I once filled, I made for a birthday present, I got my friend a pinata,
okay.
a mermaid pinata, and I filled it with meat, like beef jerky and strips
where,
of...
Where do the fonts come in? I can't
so
wait.
After he... I think I just wrote happy birthday. So
Okay.
What ended up happening was we hit the pinata, all the meat came out, and then everyone was like shocked that there was meat inside.
Did it like drip out?
It wasn't like raw, it was literally like beef jerky.
Okay.
So then when it was all on the floor, I wrote out happy birthday.
Out of the meat.
Out of the meat.
You know what? We also a lot of students did food pieces that were also very popular for making an alphabet. Like an alphabet made out of muffins and M&Ms and all that fun jazz.
I'm into it.
Do you want to take another call?
There's no caller.
I'm supposed to say the number more
say
often.
The number
it's
more often.
It's 201-209-9368. We're talking about handmade fonts, and we're talking about whether you made one before. And I also want to kind of side topic this. I mentioned fireworks and fireworks to, you know, companies that make all of these crazy fireworks. I think there's a couple of industries that do have kind of, they're just known for doing hand-drawn fonts, like cannabis. You walk into one of those stores, your eyes lit up. Matt was so excited. He was like, I know about that.
I know about all those fonts.
But you walk into like one of those stores and I don't smoke, but I love the packaging. Like,
I
it's
don't
so,
really either. That's
You're like, ooh.
I just love walking in and looking at them fonts.
That's probably what it is. We should do that sometime. But the packaging is so beautiful, and a lot of it is because they're drawing all these like bubbly fonts. It's even beyond, you know, taking ideas from like posters, like those psychedelic posters that we talked about last week, which are really fun. But then there's other ones that are just more more modern. But a lot of them are really beautiful and unique, which I think is really cool. So, we have another call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Jackie, it's Franco.
Hi, Franco. How are you?
I'm fine. It's very nice here right now.
nice in where? You're ahead?
Los Angeles, California.
Oh, LA. Okay.
Where I live.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. Tell me, because you used to be a graphic designer, right, Franco? Or you are a graphic designer.
I like to think that I still am.
We all are. It doesn't really leave us.
No, it never really does.
No.
But as far as doing hand-created fonts, I mean, I was the kid in junior high back in the 60s that people would pass their peachy folder to me in math class because I could do, like, the logo for the Doors or the Yardbirds or Love without even looking at them.
Oh, you wouldn't even look at it.
And I failed math, but I was really good with a Bic pen.
Wait, so you would just close your eyes, remember the Doors logo, and draw it from heart?
Well, I was obsessed with music, and I was obsessed with album covers particularly.
And you didn't even trace it?
No. Well, I think I have some old records from when I was like 12 that I actually did use a piece of tracing paper, but I graduated very quickly to just doing stuff freehand.
All right, braggy, Franco.
But I'm still doing it. And
that's cool.
This is purely by coincidence. My avatar right now is my partner, Christy, and she's wearing a T-shirt that I designed for Sheena's Jungle Room years ago.
Oh, cool.
And it's an example of what I do still.
That's
this
very cool.
Very day. Besides baking, I bake a lot, too.
Do you ever make fonts out of food?
I've done food letters, like Ed Ruscha. He did a lot of, like,
I love Ed Ruscha.
Spilled milk.
Yeah.
And, you know them. He did a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, definitely.
And lots of times he did them with food.
Did he? I thought it was,
well,
like,
well, he used, like, the essence
like
of
the
food.
Spilled.
Like, he'd smash up berries.
Yeah.
And kind of, like, draw with them, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, and then they'd fade, of course, because they were just unstable. But he was really famous for that.
Yeah. No, definitely. Well, thank you for the call, Franco. I mean,
you bet.
I feel like, oh, you can. Ed Ruscha is an interesting character because, I mean, artist, not a character. I mean, maybe he was a character. I don't really know him.
a character. He was a real character.
But I really like the incorporation of fonts in art. I think it's lettering in art and words in art. I think it's kind of nice to have this pop art aspect into art. Maybe not today, but back then it was interesting. And it kind of, I like reading, you know, when I'm looking at a painting, I could be reading that painting. Like,
I don't know how to feel. Oh, I do know how to feel.
Yeah. I think that's why I probably like it. Yeah, definitely. All right. Let's take another call. Hello. You're on the air.
Hi,
hello.
Is this about the font?
Yes, this is the font show. Welcome.
One of the coolest fonts I've created is Comic Sans in block letters.
Comic Sans in block letters?
Yeah.
Okay, is this available on like defont.com or something?
No. I just like drew it one day randomly on like just a piece of paper. I was trying to make it.
How did you make it in block letters? Like, did you take Comic Sans and then did you, like, stretch it to be in a block or did you carve it out of a block? Or what do you mean when you say block letters?
I just, like, tried drawing the Comic Sans on paper, then drawing it into block letters.
Oh, that's pretty cool. And then what did you do with it?
I don't know. It was just drawing.
That's it. Sometimes it's about the doing and not what happens after. I like that you felt compelled to make block letters out of Comic Sans. Next call. Hello, welcome.
Hello, welcome
to Between the Lines.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Is this Jackie?
Yes, this is Jackie. Who am I speaking with?
You are speaking with Lorraine.
Oh, hi, Lorraine. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. This is someone that I know dearly. So I'm excited that you called.
Yes. I wanted to call. I was listening, and I have a question for you.
Okay, great. I don't stump me.
I won't stump you. I promise.
Okay.
There's a time difference. That's what I'm moving with. So my question is, what makes the difference between just my handwriting and then handmade fonts?
I think that's that is a really good question. I think when it is a font, it has to be something that's like repeatable. So you basically have to systemize it in some way that you can repeat the letters. Whereas when it's like a hand lettered mark, like the WFMU logo or like a logo for another company that, you know, it's, you're just making the letters that are in that logo. So you're not making all of the other letters that are in the alphabet.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah,
got
so, but either time. Way, like, I've definitely seen people, you know, you can download a lot of fonts because people will draw them based on a logo. So, like, I think I downloaded, like, the Law & Order font. And you're like, I can use that and turn anything into Law & Order, which I find very fun and enjoy that. So,
I do, too. I just, all the time, I think things in my head and then I'll look up and try to get a font.
Yeah, that, you're like, I want this Stranger really Things font or, you know, some sort of TV show and make it a font. And, like, someone has – which is great about the internet. Someone's – if you thought of it, someone has probably already done it and hopefully it's free. And then you can download it and use it.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, because I'm thinking, well, anything I write is my handwritten font. Because
I mean, kind
I wrote
of.
It.
Yeah. I think any time you're writing, it's – it's still typography. It's still, it's kind of getting to the basics of lettering, which I, you know, it's something that I really adore about it. And then also when you are walking around and you see these things that feel like they have that handwritten, hand-drawn, like, feel, I don't know. I think I'm charmed by them and I feel like emotional about, you know what I mean? Like, I feel more connected, not in a cheesy way, but in a way that it's like, oh, this, like, someone made this. Like, I like that better than this, like, corporate stamp. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, then a corporate set. Well, okay, on that note, am I allowed to ask another
you
question?
You can ask a second question. Only you. Everyone else, Matt,
me.
Matt's going to hang
only
up.
Me.
He's got that heavy hand.
I could listen to her talk forever.
Oh, that's nice.
I'll be completely honest. I love her voice.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, God, and I hate my voice. Okay, so here's my question. I was going to ask this one of the other ones that you did. But because you're saying about how emotional you are with fonts, so that's kind of what I do. I make flyers for people, and I, you know, I'm like a low grade designer, like really low.
No, but, I know you're not that low grade.
Well, okay, not that low. All right, but the point is that I'm trying to pick out just the right font. Like, I'm thinking, okay, you know, this is this. And then when you give it to someone, you give it to the person who asked you to do it.
Oh,
and
they're
like,
jerks.
All right, yeah,
they're usually jerks. They don't care.
What took so long?
What took so long? How come it's not the font that I, you know, I want it to be in Times New Roman? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah people are jerks.
I think okay, so there's no like magic theorem that I
no.
that I could
there's
do.
No. There's no. The magic is all in your head and. Yeah, it never, I think it gets faster, but it doesn't get better.
Okay. Well, then that's those are my two questions. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
Well,
and we look forward to it.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. All right. Take care.
Bye. Can you call again? Can I ask a question?
No.
Who was that?
I don't know who that was. Well, I think, you know, she brought up a lot of good like questions over like what is the line between what's a font, what's, you know, custom typography, what's you know, I think a lot, we talked a little bit on past shows about hand painted signs and like grocery stores and even like Trader Joe's has those like really beautiful chalkboards and people spend a lot of time. I think I'm charmed by them.
So you like when people take, so you don't like I write the same. Like my
oh,
handwriting
is terrible.
So,
I have a bad,
consider,
I'm not, yeah.
My handwriting
is
absolutely, but it's very consistently terrible. I do the same thing.
I
with
like
my
that.
Handwriting.
Well, we all kind of do. Like we all learned our T's and our R's in a specific way, and then we get lazy and we're scribbling
Mine
and scratching.
Mine is like scribble from start to finish.
Me too. It's really bad. And I have to go back and I can't read any of it.
I can't.
Pretty
People
useless.
Ask me. I look and I'm like, why did I not?
It's like a bad dream.
I also like leave out, this is nothing to do with my handwriting, but I leave out letters like from, and I know it's not like, oh, I don't know how to spell it. It's like I left out like a letter or two in this.
Can I tell you something funny that reminds me of is that I used to misplace certain words with another word with the same amount of letters or the same shape of the word. Like it had the same like high descenders or ascenders, and I'd replace it with a completely different word that had nothing to do with it. It just looked the same. So I really am like, I don't know if I don't think I can read. I think I just memorize shapes of words.
Yeah, I've definitely done that. I mostly will like, sometimes I will leave out letters, but sometimes I'll just like the most important word in a sentence.
Gone.
I will not put, like, I'll like, that's the word that I need to put in here to make the whole sentence make sense. And I just don't put the word in. And then it's like someone will be like, what were you trying to
say
there?
Someone should diagnose us. Yeah. Maybe you have the design gene. I think that's I think you're starting to get the bug. Like you're scrolling through fonts, you're trying to fit, you're like, ooh, you're a designer.
I didn't look for like just the kookiest
there.
One this
you're,
time.
You're
I looked for one that looked sleek and readable.
And now after this show, you're gonna be like, let me reexamine my handwriting and let's get some curves going in there. And, you know, maybe I'll start to rip out my hair and make my own font from that.
I'm going to make my fonts out of beef jerky again.
All right. Let's take another call. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you?
Hello. How are you? I'm good.
I'm very well because it pleases me greatly that there's a show on the radio about fonts and I love it so much.
Oh, good. Well, glad to have you call in. Tell me what you're thinking about with hand-drawn fonts.
I'm not certain if this is font making or graphic design. It may fall into the category
it all
of graphic
blurs.
Design. But
it's fine.
In the early 2000s, I had a T-shirt company, graphic tees. They were supposed to be witty, offbeat, weird, and I really wanted to make them look like they had been well-worn.
Oh,
I guess this is
yeah.
like 2001,
okay.
right? So, and I know distorted fonts came into their own as a whole category.
Yeah, like a distressed font. It looks like it was run over with a car. That kind
right,
of.
But,
yeah.
But I capital H hate when the A is identical.
Yes.
If you try
to
use those
yes.
fonts, then it looks duplicative and automatically,
yes.
if you call it out, you're like, nah, they faked it.
I completely agree. If you are going to do any kind of, you know, distressed lettering and you're going to download it from like DaFont, you need to make sure that you don't have the same letters together or near each other or like even anywhere in the same thing. If you have two A's and I can see that both A's are the same, it just looks fake. And so what you should have done is you should have drawn it yourself and then get out your car and run it over a few times and then scanned it in instead of being lazy.
So you nailed it. That's essentially what I would do. We'd settle on the message.
Okay.
And I would set it in Helvetica and I would print it and then I would take
run it over.
Charcoal, actual screens from windows, and I would run it over with the car, I would put gravel under the newsprint, draw it and redraw it, and then scan that
in. I love that.
And
not to get all kids these days, but but kids these days are not running over their fonts with cars enough, in my opinion.
You're absolutely right. Kids these days are just grabbing their fonts off to font. Let's get that font dirty, people.
Lazy, lazy, lazy. Well, thank you for your call.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
All right, love the show. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Something I also wanted to bring up is, you know, we talked a little about industries. So if anyone has other industries that they feel are like, you know, I mentioned the fireworks, which I'm like very obsessed with, or, you know, cannabis. But I mean, can you think of another industry that it's like so many? I mean, obviously vinyl, like record labels, record albums. There's so much there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like another industry.
The first thing
with, like,
in my
a
head
lot
was
of
something that we talked about the last show that you did was ice cream shop lettering.
Ice cream shop. Yeah, I guess ice cream shops.
But I think it's just because I want ice cream, to be honest.
Yeah,
I'm
this
just,
seems specific
I got
to
ice
you.
Cream on the brain. I'm trying to think. Let me think about this.
Well, maybe a caller
I
has
won't
something.
Listen to the next call. And
you'll
I'll try
just
to think.
Think?
Yeah, I'll just
okay,
think.
Okay, great. I'll All just, right. yeah, that sounds good. Hello.
Oh.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. This is like the best show in the world.
Wow, that's really nice. Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's so good. Although I have to say, I've been given I've been given flack by people for using the word. I have a font thing in a second. I've been given, maybe you can clarify, font versus typeface.
We get that a lot. Yeah. And
I'm like, come on, I'm not a nerd. I try my best, you know, but
yeah.
Don't.
I think that's something that like people really gatekeep graphic design by being like, it's not a font, it's a typeface, you know, and it's a family.
I'm
and,
not cool enough. Sorry.
Yeah. I got to say, I definitely use them interchangeably, but I also do woodworking and I call all little like bits. Ooh. So, you know, I tend to dumb things down for myself anyway. So I'm just,
The last caller, when you were talking to the last caller, that like actually, I was going to call in before and talk about like when, I don't know if everybody does this, when they're kids, you know, you make the, I don't know if everybody else does this, but like we always made these secret alphabets, and so there'd be
like secret codes
of geometry and letters.
Yeah,
all kinds of stuff.
That's interesting. Definitely.
But so like me and all my friends, we all had our like decoder books and this and that, and like half of it came from tracing over comic fonts and then tweaking them and stuff.
Yeah,
but
you like, know, you were sparking a memory for me because I was like a big Harriet the Spy kid when that came out, and I loved it, and I definitely did like the decoder pens and like putting things with invisible ink and writing things out and secret messages and little lines that you then add another line and connect it. That's really fun.
Yeah, it was, and so for like me and my like whatever, you know, like deadbeat friends, that wound up becoming like graveyard raids when we like grew up a little bit. We would then like take our paper and stuff and go into the graveyard and like, you know, when you do the pencil or over the like over stone.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. You rub charcoal or something to get like an impression of the stone.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, you know, we would just like, you know, because we're always making t-shirts. We're like punk kids. We make t-shirts and hoodies and all kinds of stuff with like whatever homemade. You cut out the stencil.
Yeah, totally. Zines, all that.
Yeah, and like, but there was all this, it's like, we got to a point where we were like, wow, graveyards are this amazing repository of cool fonts that were like eroded away so you could almost not see them, and then you use those, and then use those for like your t-shirt or whatever.
Totally. Like, and that's the same thing we were talking about, like running your font over with a car, like getting that font distressed in a way that feels unique and no one else has that because you found it in a graveyard, and like how many other people thought to scan that one little letter B from someone's headstone from 1829, you know, it just makes it, it's a good find. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, no, it's like totally legit. And then I still like, I like owned a bunch of businesses. And so I would like I just, you know, every logo for every one of the businesses would be a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Because that was my, you know, I was always like a quasi working artist or whatever. And so it was like, that was my background where I was like, what do you mean? We have to find the one story of the one weird thing in the universe and then translate that into the theme of everything. You know, it's
and
like,
see, that's why I started the show by calling it a show for the detail obsessed, because it's these people, it's us, it's me, you, like everyone who's calling in. It's like, we are the people that care about that tiny little letter that you saved from 20 years ago that you scanned in like, you know, in a graveyard or whatever. Like, and you have it cataloged and you're like, these are my letter A's that are on my folder on my computer.
Oh my God. You mean I'm not alone?
Exactly. You're not alone. Well, thank you for your call. Let's hear from someone else who's completely unhinged.
That was wild.
That was wild for you.
Well, no,
your eyes were bugging out.
That's just what you were saying. What you, I'm.
You're like, I would never do that.
We couldn't be more opposite.
Well, what do you do when you're in a graveyard?
cry.
Oh, hello. You're on the air.
Hi, Jackie. It's Annie.
Hi, Annie. Welcome to the show.
Oh, my gosh. I love fonts.
Oh, you do.
Hi, Matt.
Fabulous.
Hi. I like typefaces.
Yeah.
You don't know what that means.
Okay. I don't.
Annie,
so the topic was hand fonts, right? Handwritten fonts.
Hand lettering, hand-drawn fonts, hand-drawn, you know, logos, anything in that ilk.
Right. So maybe y'all might remember there were, I don't know if it was on PBS, but these shows, Ghostwriter.
Yes, I do remember that show.
And do you remember they always used a felt tip pen? And they would
did,
always
and
write
it was green,
goat.
Right? It was like that neon green. I think
yeah.
I read, right?
And that, I think, is the start where I was like, oh, my gosh. Fonts are awesome, right?
So wait,
handwriting?
You saw a ghostwriter and you were like, I don't know what's going on, but I got to find out.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's
yeah.
so cool. That's such a specific moment in time, which I really like.
It
that.
Is.
But yeah.
Yeah.
It's
or
funny
maybe
I
Matt
I
would
just...
remember Bill Cosby's Picture This, I think it was called.
Picture Disc.
Picture,
did you see that?
Picture
he
this.
Had a marker and it would make noise every time he wrote with it.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
Oh, neither of you do?
No.
Okay, so look that up.
Well, now when I look up Bill Cosby, it's a big old other wormhole that I probably wouldn't
no,
get
so,
down. So.
Yeah, before all that, he had a children's show and it was Picture This, I think it was called. And he had this weird magic marker. And it would make noise as he wrote.
Oh, that's kind of interesting. That's
but he always
cool.
had nice handwriting.
Hmm. Well, good to know about Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for the call, Annie.
We need more fonts with noises.
Fonts with noises.
Yeah, like that's the next. That's the next.
That's
thing.
The next level.
That's
of
the
font.
Next level.
Yeah.
That's the next. You heard it here first, guys. The next font. The next font thing will be fonts with specific noises.
Or what about smells?
Well, that's the future.
That's the real future. Yeah.
If you could start smelling fonts.
Well, what's that thing when people confuse colors and tastes and isn't it called like synchronicity or synchron?
I don't. I'm like
it's something.
It's something.
You confuse all of them. So I think when people are artists or designers, maybe they already have that. Like they're looking at Helvetica and they're like, smells like peaches. You know.
You think it smells like peaches?
Maybe they do. I don't know.
I think it smells like chocolate.
I think
cookies.
It smells like asphalt. Like there's no way chocolate chip cookies for Helvetica. What are
I don't,
wild.
I'm not
wild.
A graphic designer.
Everyone
I don't
is,
know.
Everyone is screaming. They're screaming. It would
I just
not
said
smell
the first thing that
like
came to my head.
You just want chocolate chip cookies.
I
Helvetica
do.
Has not. If you did a cookie package with Helvetica, jail. Straight to jail. Do we? I think we have another call. Oh, we don't have another
no,
call.
We don't.
I keep
they
forgetting
got so
to give the
offended
phone.
By
so
my...
offended. They were like, "We are not calling
Helvetica,
to this show."
Chocolate chip cookies.
How
for Helvetica.
Dare you? Okay, the number is 201-209-9368. We are talking about fonts. We are talking about hand-drawn fonts specifically, and we do have a call. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. Welcome to the show.
This is Phil, graphic designer.
It is.
I just wanted to say that since I was very young, I used to see letters as different colors, specific colors.
Oh, we were just talking about that. Yeah.
Well, exactly, yeah.
And what is that called when you have that?
I don't know, like spectromorphia or something.
See,
like
we
that.
Know, yeah.
Someone
know.
On the comments board said synesthesia.
I mean,
synesthesia. It's synesthesia.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, I don't mix up sounds and smells and stuff. It's just that certain letters are certain colors. Like, these colors have always been yellow to me. A, V, and Y.
Really?
These colors have, yeah.
Well, Y makes colors, sense because yellow starts with a Y.
Maybe, but also, if you look at them, they're sharp. Like, A, V, and Y have very sharp angles, and maybe that's like the sharp spike of
yeah,
the
oh, like a capital
color.
A. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And P and B have always been blue.
B from the blue, and then P looks like a B. So there
but
you
they're
go.
They're also softer. They have the soft curves.
Yeah, like a nice D, baby blue.
And these letters have always been green to me. D and H, and
H.
Maybe some others. Like, yeah,
that's
I don't know
a
why,
that's a strange one. I've heard people say that with subjects for school, like when they're in school and they're like, well, math was always the red folder. And right. How dare you make it the blue folder because it would always be red.
Right. I agree with
so
that.
So I think there's something synesthesia about that. But did you have anything with hand-drawn fonts?
Not really. You know, I always loved the idea of creating a whole font, but I never really got onto it.
I
one
think
of those
you
things,
should
like,
do
say
this
gonna,
this synesthesia font. Do a synesthesia font where every A is always yellow, every B is blue, and then
yeah.
call back. Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you for your
I
call.
Don't,
Ooh, Matt with the heavy hand. Listen, boom.
You gotta cut them off.
You gotta be on topic.
Sometimes they want to keep going, and you're not even on topic. You gotta go.
Be on topic. All right, next caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. I can't believe I got through. How are you guys doing?
I can't believe it either.
The show is lovely.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
Loving the comms. It's Danny D.
Tell me something about Fonz.
Well, a couple thoughts, but one thing, I am intrigued about Matt's handwriting here. Now, when you print out your letters fast, is that Garbage Sans? But if you take your time and are deliberate, is that Font Warwick?
He made a joke. That's very funny.
That joke went right over.
I enjoyed it.
Right over my head.
I'm going to explain it to you after the show.
Yeah. After the show, you can catch me up on all the things I didn't understand.
Yes, definitely.
I'm making a list.
All right, next caller. Thank you. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hi, welcome to the show.
This is TC. I wanted to bring up something that I haven't heard yet. Have you ever been to the Big Island, Hawaii?
I've never been to Hawaii, no.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a kind of a tradition. A lot of people, including me, went to Hawaii to get married. And along the highway that runs along the coast of the Big Island, there are people creating messages out of shells. Shell fragments. Yeah.
Now I'm Googling that.
So it's kind of interesting that that they create their own style. I've got some pictures of them, but
messages say? Like, welcome to Hawaii, or like, get out of here. Don't come back.
Please leave.
No, they're all wedding related, so congratulations, Ed and Kate.
Oh, wow. And so wait, people pay for the, like, how do they know that Ed and Kate are coming? This feels like logistical questions.
They're part of the wedding party.
Oh, got it. Okay. I thought it was just random people on the highway and you like fly in and I don't know anything about highways and beaches and shells. But that sounds really interesting. I love that, you know, people are making fonts out of objects. And you know what I really like? You can take the shell and you just line it up into the shape of the letter, you know, just one by one by one. But I think it's really cool if you were like, oh, let me do like a serif font with this shell. And for Matt to remind him, serifs are the ones with the little hooks
on the little
thing.
I remember from the last show. But I took notes.
Wouldn't that be? It's just such an elegant touch to something that's like, you could simply just put them in a line.
Yeah.
But if you add the little hooks, you're like, ooh.
A little pizzazz.
They put a little pizzazz on that shell. Thank you.
Well, it's kind of interesting in that because of the volcanic action there, the soil is black and the shells are white.
So it really pops.
Oh, that's very cool. Anyway, synesthesia is what you're thinking of.
Yes, someone else said that in the comments. So thank you so much. Appreciate your call. We got to get to Hawaii.
I've been saying that for a long time.
But now these shells, they really set you over the edge.
I just need to get out of New Jersey.
There's plenty of fonts in New Jersey. You have fonts right here.
It's very true. There's plenty of fonts in New Jersey.
Exactly.
I have like the opposite of synesthesia.
What is the opposite? Synesthesia.
I'm colorblind.
I'm
colorblind, but it's not even just that. Like, sometimes I'll see a color, right?
Uh-huh.
And you might look at it and be like, all right, that's blue. I don't even acknowledge. Like, if someone was like, what color was that thing? I'd be like, I didn't even think about the color, actually.
At all.
Yeah. Like, I'll...
Do you dream in black and white?
I don't dream very often. Oh. Yeah, I have a terribly boring mind.
Oh, God.
Give me them dreams back. For a while, I was sniffing mugwort just so I can have some dreams.
I don't even know what that is
what
that means.
After
the show, I'll explain. You explain mugwort to me, and I'll explain... serifs and sans to you. So we'll have a lot to talk about. The phone number is 201-209-9368. And despite our just current back and forth. We are talking about fonts, and we're talking about hand-drawn fonts. And, you know, something that someone kind of brought up or made me think of this, you know, I think that there's a line when we get – when we're doing hand-drawn fonts, we are talking a little bit about, like, legibility. And sometimes it's okay to not be legible, like you think of, like, psychedelic posters or, you know, these cannabis whatever. It's like, I just like the colors. Or I just like the black and white next to each other. That's what you think.
Yeah. I just like the – yeah.
I just like that.
I just like the shapes and the black and white.
Thank you. And the price point. But I wonder, like, at what point does it become – like completely illegible that it loses all of its usefulness, or whether that even matters. Is legibility important? Maybe in some instances, maybe in others.
I guess
it's
not. It depends on what it's being made out of. If it just looks like a bunch of,
if it looks like a bunch of shells on the beach, like who cares? But yeah. If it says welcome Linda and Ed, you're like, oh, that's kind of cute.
That's cute.
I mean, I like a pile of shells too. I mean,
I'll just, yeah, shells are cool, man. Yeah. Underrated.
Absolutely. Underrated font makers. Yeah. Shells.
And definitely. In general, just shells. Love shells.
All right. Next caller. Hello. You're on the air. Hello. You're on the air. Hello. Oh, we're going to hang it up on them.
You're done.
Too slow.
Too slow.
The phone number is 201-209-9368. We're talking about hand lettering. We're talking about fonts that are handmade, hand-drawn. Tell me about a time that you made a font out of something weird, like you ripped up a bunch of paper, or you made a font out of lampshades. You know, I'm looking at a lamp, so very much
that
right
is
there.
That would not be good.
I think that would be interesting, actually.
It would have to be huge, though.
Huge? Or what if you cut it out of the lampshade?
Okay, that works.
Okay, good.
I'm not thinking.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hey. You were talking about legibility.
Yes.
And that... that made me think of, so I'm the guy who called about graveyards before.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm sticking with the program. This is like making my drive home today.
Oh, good. I hope you pulled over.
Yeah, no. It's like all cool. I'm hands-free driving.
All right.
You know?
That's fine.
But the, what you call it? Legibility?
Yes.
You know, it is kind of, so that made me think of that Space Jam 3 album, the Music to Make Drugs to Make Music To, or Drugs to Take Music to, whatever, that one, it's black and white.
Okay.
And it's really hard. When you look at the cover...
Oh, okay, like, I see it now.
Yeah, it looks like a really cool black and white drawing or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's... So I think legibility was really good on that one because you don't see it at first, but then it's like it kind of seeps in there from the side. Then you notice it.
So yeah, and I think I think music is one of those places where legibility doesn't matter because it's about the music and it's about like the vibe of the album cover, and I don't mind that.
Yeah. Oh yes. Right. Totally. Yeah. If you're doing like a poster advertising something, then yeah, not having legibility.
Yeah, you're like, where's the show?
I can't.
Don't know where to go.
Where does it start?
I don't know. Nobody came to my show, man.
Oh man, but my poster looked cool.
Right. Exactly. I don't know what it's for, but yeah. So I think so. There you go. I guess it's relative, but I think that in the right context, I like how it's kind of like the Jack in the Box. You know, like you might. Like, I think that I bought that album and then, like, was listening to it. And then, I don't know, it was probably high or something. And looked at
it. Well, it is called Taking Drugs to Make Music to Take Drugs To. So, relevant.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's apco. Anyway, that's my comment on legibility. Keep rocking.
All right. You too. Thanks for the call. Hello. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hello. Is this...
This is Jackie, and this is The Font Show, Between the Lines. I should just change the name to The Font
Show.
The
Font Show.
Everyone's like, The Font Show. Yeah. We should just call it that. But hi.
Hi.
What, do you have anything for the topic?
Oh, yeah, I do. So I wonder if the host could speak to graffiti and tagging.
Yes.
You know,
I love graffiti.
When I was a younger person, I used to be a pretty big tagger. And that was the first kind of font that I learned, you know, like, and, you know, having to repeat it over and over again, kind of learning how to repeat a font and to use a spray can, which was even, you know, tougher than what the hosts were talking about, like feather or with shells or whatever.
It's
the difficulty of having to Sorry, I'm working out right now. Might be out of breath.
That's awesome.
Are you bragging?
Wait, what you doing? What rep you on?
I'm on the rowing machine, and I 437 rows.
You're on the rowing
machine. I've been
going machine.
For 19 minutes.
I want to do a whole radio show on a row machine.
Oh, it's
it sounds
bad,
really hard. Well, I'm really glad that you're calling in during your reps.
Well, I'm just really enjoying. So, have you ever tagged? Has
you know, actually, the, and I feel hosts? Like I you're. I mean, I don't want to admit it, but yeah, I definitely did a little graffitiing in the day.
What was your tag name?
I don't want to tell you. I didn't have a tag name, but uh-huh. I did a lot more stenciling. So I would stencil. I would cut things out as a stencil, and then I would go into the night and I would. Yeah. You know, it was too embarrassing to say what I was stenciling.
No,
but...
I'm almost off the machine. I'm sorry. I'll be off in a second. Oh, there's a line behind me.
Are they at the gym?
Are you at Blink? What are you, it's Planet Fitness?
I really
hope that they're playing this show.
I am going to be
Planet
off.
Fitness, yeah.
I know. I'm on the phone. Oh, look, I got to go.
All right. Thank you. That feels not real.
That actually made my cheeks hurt. That made my...
I'm going to tell you, when I work out, when I'm on the elliptical and running on the treadmill, I'm always thinking about fonts in this show. And
Fonts.
But that caller did bring up a really good point about graffiti. Did you ever graffiti
no.
yet?
No, I've never... Actually, I'll be honest. I don't think I've ever even sprayed...
You've never used a spray can?
No. It looks like so much fun. I'm not anti it, but I don't know.
You never even like bought a piece of furniture and thought, I want this to be lime green.
Oh.
At all? Oh, because you're colorblind. So it's fine as it is.
Sad thing. I like colors. I just.
How?
It's just, I see them and I like them, but I don't think about them. I'm like, ooh, I like.
I could change
like
that.
That. Or like, yeah. What color is that? I just don't even.
This
I just
is
think,
fine.
That
this
is a pretty looking color.
Okay.
I like that color. And that's
but you're
ends.
Never like, I could recreate
that. I'm wrong so often on what the color is that I just stopped trying.
That's sad. That's a sad story.
No, it's okay. I still like color.
But you know, you definitely should pick up a spray can and like create a garbage daddy
now?
Garbage can spray. Yeah, spray that all over
what
the
am
walls.
I gonna even spray? I got nothing to spray.
You can spray something. Everyone's got something.
Let me spray this building.
Oh yeah.
I don't have anything.
Don't
I
tell
can spray.
Station manager Ken that you're gonna start tagging up the building.
That's what I'm gonna start tagging the side.
With your
my
DJ
little,
name,
a little hot dog
time
or something.
That you're on.
I did used to draw hot dogs everywhere. But that's not really graffiti.
Did you write anything underneath the hot
no,
dog?
No, I put a top hat on it.
That's nice. All right, the phone number is 201-209-9368. We've got a couple minutes left and can take a call. I think, was the board lit up? I can't really
no,
tell.
No, we have no
here.
Calls right
we have
now.
We've no calls. You know what? That's totally fine. I really enjoy the graffiti comment because I weirdly forgot about that. But it's something that
yeah,
when you're walking.
Like a very,
yeah, and
it's
when you're.
Like, I mean, it's kind of different every time we see it a little bit, mm-hmm. but it's like very specific to like.
Yeah. And I personally love like if you look at those old kind of, you know, there's a lot of photos from like the 80s when all of the New York subway cars were just like bombed.
Yes. Yeah, so
it looks
cool.
So cool. And they're just layers and layers and layers. I wish we had painted cars again, like all this clean silver. Like I get it, but it's so boring. Like I think I like some of the grittiness to come back a little bit, or some of the artistry. It feels like when you walk into a city and there's murals and there's art and there's tags, to me it feels like that city's alive. Like
yeah.
People are creative and they have to create. I will say I don't like when it's just some like terrible bomb, like you just wrote your name. Like give me a color, bevel it. Like give me a backsplash.
Bevel
like,
it?
Yeah. Yeah. I want it to be like give me a 3D, add a little sparkle. Like put some love into it. If you're going to, you know, get busted by the cops, that better look good.
There better be some style to it.
Worth it. Give me some style. Or make the little S that we were talking
about. Yeah, or
make
that.
Make the little diamond
either
S.
Style or that little diamond,
diamond S.
Does it have a name?
We don't know. It's just the little, know. I mean, I like want to draw it right. I'm drawing it right now as we speak.
I can see it. That's it. Oh, my God.
It's so good. It's so good. Well, the phone number is 201-209-9368. We probably can take maybe one more call if people call in. But that's okay. No, we don't have to. I think we can probably wrap up the show. Matt is nodding. He's the time police over here. You're the engineer.
Listen, if there was one phone on call in there, we could take it real quick.
Nah.
We got like 50 seconds. We got to get out of here.
No, we got to get out of here. Well, thank you so much for joining me. This has been Between the Lines, also known as The Font Show. And my name is Jackie. And you've been joining me and my beautiful engineer, Matt. And now for the legal ID, you've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Thank you so much for joining us.
And stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
Lucky, you and I, lucky girl, lucky guy, and when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak, a lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the beautiful Mark 2100, 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in beautiful Fort Lauderdale. And we have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. Thank you, Chillin. Down that old lonesome road.
it good tonight, I think. We'd like to say good evening to everybody. Glad to have you all with us.
Lord, yeah, glad to have anybody.
Welcome to the Wreck Bar in the Yankee Clipper, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
That's where we're at. We sure like it here, too, you know that?
I tell you what, if you give me a sexy light there.
A sexy light?
Yes, sir, please. And, there you go.
Like that?
Okay. Right back in the dark again.
How's that?
And give me a C minor chord.
You think a sexy light helps you sing any better?
No.
That was my decision, too.
You give me a C minor chord, we'll sing this song. I didn't want you to play a whole darn song. I just want the chord there.
Is just one chord?
Yes, sir, please. Yeah.
How's that? Yeah. Don't you like any of them?
Goodbye, no use leading with our chains. This is where our story ends. Never lovers, ever friends. Goodbye, let our hearts call it a day. But before you walk away, I sincerely want to say.